Cafe Universe is a project that's been invented for Contour, and it's a way of us to sort of take themes and ideas and also the people of the Biennale and locate us within sound through this map, which is a map of live radio feeds from all over the world. And so I was wondering if you wanted to travel with us to Tibet. Sure. I don't know if you've got any experience or knowledge or stories of Tibetan radio, if it's something that you listen to, even from Dharamsala, but we can go there. So we might touch
on that. So that's the Tibetan plateau there. But in fact, we don't listen to any radio stations out of Tibet simply because they don't exist. You know? I mean, it's all Chinese controlled, government controlled radio stations, if there are any. But in exile, where we live, which is this side of the mountains, somewhere here in Dharamsala, we have a couple of local radio stations, as well as Radio Free Asia and the Voice of America and Voice of Tibet, three radio channels that are broadcast in Tibetan.
And the Voice of Tibet is American-based, is that right?
No, Voice of Tibet is
Norwegian.
Norwegian, yeah.
Norwegian-based. Yeah, okay, yeah. Interesting.
So we can just take you to Dharamsala, why don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know there might not necessarily be any stations from Dharamsala.
Yeah, there won't be from Dharamsala.
Dharamsala
would be somewhere up here, like somewhere around here. Yeah. Just on the foothills of these mountains.
There might be some station.
There will be some local...
Let's go and see what we can find there. Just maybe if you go from Pathankot to one side, tell me. That's going too far. We're not so far.
It's here, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is about this map is that it's not really objective, as all maps aren't.
Right.
So this is a project, a European-based project, where they list the frequencies of many stations around the world. We're not aware of their criteria.
Mm-hmm.
We're also not sure, because, I mean, if you go to Europe, there are many, many green dots all over the screen. You can see that many, many people have submitted their own station. So maybe in this part of the world, maybe people who aren't necessarily aware of the project.
Exactly.
No, it's
exactly.
A new project, so I guess there are many people they still don't know.
No, exactly. So these green dots here are...
Are the available stations.
Right, okay.
So if you go to one, Jammu.
Right,
Like 4 hours
drive
from Jammu.
That looks like the closest to where we live.
Really? Jammu and Kashmir.
I mean, it, as far as the stations are concerned, yeah. It's about a 4-hour drive from Dharamsala.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
To Jammu? Or right.
Both.
Yeah,
both
sides.
Okay, so Amritsar is obviously that's on the border. What's interesting about this map as well is that there are no borders.
Right.
But we also have some tracks to play, and we also have the internet, so if you want to play anything, you're very welcome to. We noticed in your show that there is a song used in one of your films, which is a very potent song for the Tibetan revolutionary moment in the 90s, performed by some nuns.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
In our research, actually, Francesca already came up with that song, and she wanted to play it to you.
Sure.
And now we yes, such a coincidence.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you mean you actually researched that before you knew that we had used it in our
exactly.
Work?
I found it now. I don't know very well how I came across, because sometimes the internet looks like a dream. Links, we don't know very well. But when I found it, I found the story interesting, so I was researching a little bit, and I thought to keep the text with me of one of the songs. Maybe I play it, and then we can comment.
Sure.
Nangela kinde kigandi ta
a song that I would like to play, and then let's see if you know it. How did you find out this thing that happened with this drapchi, with these nuns?
Yeah, so actually it was rather famous. When these nuns who were in prison in Drapchi, which is the largest prison in Tibet, they were there for small political actions, like just going out on the street, maybe with a Tibetan flag, and they had been put into prison for sentences around 6 years each. Inside the prison, they got together, and they used to sing songs all the time to keep themselves going. And they finally found a tape recorder, and they recorded some songs, which were all talking about resistance and about the future and about hope and their faith in the Dalai Lama. And they managed to smuggle out these songs. And so they immediately came to exile. So when we were in Dharamsala, suddenly we all heard all over the Tibetan exile world that these songs had been smuggled out. And that's how we found out more and first heard them.
Do the local radio transmit this song? Can you hear it somewhere?
No, I mean, see, the local radios in Dharamsala, where we live, are Indian radio stations, and they are not particularly interested in the Tibetan political situation. So, no, they would not have been broadcast there. Maybe some of them may have been broadcast on one of the stations that broadcast out of Norway or America, that's directed primarily at the Tibetans inside Tibet. So like Voice of America, the Tibetan language version, or Radio Free Asia has a Tibetan language branch. So they may have broadcasted, but I'm not aware that they've actually done it.
Do you used to listen to this radio station, Voice of Tibet and Voice of America?
We listen to it every now and again. It's the main source of news, especially global, like world news, for Tibetans in exile, as well as Tibetans inside Tibet. But of course, inside Tibet, it's blocked by the Chinese, so they have to keep on changing frequencies to kind of like get around the Chinese censorship.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. And in terms of music, what do you find on this radio station?
Yeah, they usually highlight some of the more famous Tibetan exile musicians. And they would have programs where they interview them, play some of their songs. And most of these exiled Tibetan musicians are actually schooled in a traditional Tibetan background. So they mostly like kind of coming from a typically like sort of a folk tradition Tibetan musical background. But some of them now, having lived in the West, they've kind of collaborated with Western musicians. So there's more of a fusion kind of music also happening now in the Tibetan world. So that also gets broadcast.